Gable.
If it pleases the court, my name is Thomas Gable. I'm with the Assistant Federal Public Defender from the Southern District of Illinois. Today, I'm here on Roman Conway and the two issues that we have in this case. Issue one is whether or not the sentence enhancement under Section 3A1.2 of six levels was done correctly. 3A1.2 requires that the victim was a government official or employee, and the second part was the offense of the conviction was motivated by such status. In the instant case, Your Honors, what happened is our client was upset with a custody decree that had came out of Illinois. And he was upset to the point that he made a bomb hoax call. As in all such cases, law enforcement arrived, and then they had a six-hour or so standoff. The district court found that because the law enforcement officials responded and the standoff ensued, that met the requirements of this enhancement. But in every circumstances where you have a bomb hoax, that's going to be the case. Law enforcement's always going to respond, and then, unless it's an immediate shutdown of the hoax, you're going to have a period of negotiation. Your Honor, this enhancement was aimed at someone calling a bomb hoax into the IRS or the FBI. This was not the call the news station because I'm upset with the custody arrangement my daughter ended up with and get news media to report on it. When my client strapped this silly putty around his waist and it used the curling iron as a detonator to show that there was something going on, this was not a threat to a government employee.
Well, this was
a cry.
Oh, Mr. Cable, if it was indeed, you know, the custody dispute that motivated him, why did he take so many actions designed to involve unrelated state and federal officials?
Your Honor, he wanted the publicity. He wanted people to talk about what was going on. This was not aimed at the police. This was not aimed at an agency. This was aimed at getting publicity for what he thought was an injustice done to him.
Well, but he acted with the intention to bring law enforcement to the scene. And, you know, I mean, he wasn't just threatening people who happened to be in the vicinity.
Your Honor, you're correct, but all hoax of this nature will bring law enforcement to the scene. Every one of them. A bomb hoax, by its nature, brings law enforcement to the scene. But the objective of the individual is what is the question. Now, we're talking about what his objective was, which was clear from the beginning.
The two possibilities aren't mutually exclusive. I mean, I can certainly accept your argument that all this was triggered by, you know, the outcome of the custody dispute, but I can still conclude that his crime was targeting law enforcement.
Your Honor, I would agree with you if he said, I'm going to blow up the police station at 5th and Main. But in this case, what he's trying to do, what his objective is not law enforcement.
Well,
his objective
is going to kill President Obama, other government officials, and he follows clearly on the heels of the Reverend, is it Jones, incident where the Secretary of Defense, I think, or was it Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense intervened directly. I mean, he's obviously focusing it to get that kind of attention.
Your Honor, again, this is an attempt at publicity as opposed to a real threat. My client obviously had mental issues. And that's the second portion that we're here on, is whether or not the reasonableness of the district court upward departure. When you look at what happened, the PSR shows that my clients had issues since 1981, where he made a threat in 81, he possessed a shotgun 15 years later, he had bad checks in 97, he threatened to sue people, and he threatened a custody worker. The district court found that that was an escalating trend, and we disagree with the escalation, obviously, because, again, there's no violence in these. There are threats. And we also would point out that those were taken into consideration through his criminal history. When you look at the anti-government attitude that my client had, the fact that some other threats were made that were related to the current case, i.e., I think he threatened his son-in-law, and he threatened people during the course of this incident. Again, it's not a expansion of his behavior. The fact that there had been multiple threats at times had been considered under Section 2A6.1B2A, which was a two-level enhancement, and the fact that there was a substantial disruption was considered under 2A6.1B4. That's a four-level enhancement. So you had a six-level enhancement that the court decided still wasn't enough when he sentenced my client to 60 months. Your Honor, that's the two issues here. And the issues are, first, whether or not the client intended, because of someone's official capacity to make a threat, and the second was whether or not the actual punishment was substantially more than what was justified. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Gable. Ms. Garrison.
May it please the Court, Counsel. Good morning, Your Honors. Your Honors, I believe in this case that the Federal Public Defender's Office did an admirable job in really trying to present the facts under the sentencing guidelines in the light most favorable to the defendant, and similarly with regard to his personal history and characteristics, to portray him as best as is possible. The problem in this case, Your Honors, I think is the standard of review as to both issues. As to the official victim enhancement, that, of course, is reviewed for clear error. If there are two permissible views of the evidence, the fact finder's choice between them cannot be erroneous. And that is where we are on issue number one. As to the upward variance, this was a small upward variance of 3 months under a statutory ceiling of 15 years. And Judge Herndon, I believe, made really an exemplary record in the case. Very detailed sentencing findings, highlighting this crime as extraordinary in nature. And with that, Your Honors, I will rest on the government's brief. Thank you.
Anything further, Mr. Gable? Not much you need to respond to.
Only if you have questions, Your Honor.
Well, I just say thank you to her because we don't often hear how terrific you guys really are.
Thank you, Mr. Gable.